It is time for StoryCorps now. After a five-year, 1.7-billion-mile journey, NASA's Juno spacecraft reached Jupiter this week. So today we'll hear about a couple who made a life together gazing into space. Jean Shoemaker was a renowned astrogeologist who studied the geology of planets, asteroids, and other celestial bodies. His wife Carolyn took up astronomy later in life and became known as Mrs. Comet for all the comets she discovered. They worked side by side for 17 years until Mr. Shoemaker died in 1997 and got a burial that was out of this world. He's the only person whose final resting place is the moon. At StoryCorps, Carolyn told their son-in-law, Fred, how her husband became the man in the moon.
When I was 50 years old and my kids were grown, Jean suggested, well, maybe I would like to try my hand at astronomy a little bit. I'd never stayed awake a whole night in my life. The idea of going to the telescope seemed kind of impossible, but I found 32 comets, and then Jean and I were on a field trip in Australia. We were rounding a curve, came face to face with another vehicle. It was immediate impact. I couldn't move, and I kept thinking, well, Jean will come around in a minute, like he always does, and he'll open the door and get me out of here. But he didn't come. Jean and I had never talked about what should happen to us when we died, but I was still in the hospital, and here was a phone call from Carolyn Porco.
One of Dad's students.
Yes. Carolyn told me that the spacecraft, Lunar Prospector, was about to go to the moon. She hated to bring it up too abruptly, but would I consider having Jean's ashes go in a capsule on the rocket? It was an easy decision. He always wanted to be on the moon, and so I knew that Jean would be just elated if he could go to the moon at last. I miss him every day, but to this day, you know, I look up at the moon, and I can imagine him up there, running around, looking at craters. Just knowing his joy in it gave me, still does, a lot of joy.
Dr. Carolyn Shoemaker and her son-in-law, Fred Salazar, in Flagstaff, Arizona. Their conversation will be archived in the Library of Congress.